855-453. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. I know you're not used to live radio on a Sunday evening, but it's true. I'm in the studio. I'm Mark.
Daryl.
And Daryl's here with me. You can give us a call at 855-453. Talk about whatever you want to talk about here. And we'll put you in the shark tank of ideas. We'll find out whether whatever it is you want to talk about, is it consistent? Does it make sense? We'd love to talk to you about your ideas. 855-453. But we also bring in show prep, and we've talked many times on the show about what appears to be the government just stepping beyond any kind of realm of common sense and going after children's lemonade stands.
There definitely is a war on lemonade stands, and it's been going on for years.
I've only noticed it in the last couple few years.
I've noticed, I would say, for about 4, maybe 5 years.
Okay. Maybe you're a little more tuned into it. I don't know if it's been quite that long for what I've seen, but it kind of makes some sense if you consider for a second that the government tells you whether or not you can open, like, if you were an adult and you wanted to open a lemonade stand, you'd have to have myriad and varieties of all kinds of government pieces of paper in order to serve people water, sugar, and lemon juice, right?
That doesn't make it right just because governments say that you have to have papers.
I would not contend that it is right. I'm not contending that at all. I'm only claiming that if you're an adult and you wish to sell these things, especially for a living, you know, not in front of your house, even if you did it enough in front of your house, they're still going to come after you, but you do see. So where does the government draw the line? Do they say that 16-year-olds are allowed to have lemonade stands? Do they say 12-year-olds are allowed to have lemonade stands? What about 6-year-olds? I mean, at some point or another, the government looks like a bunch of, ravenous heathens.
Big old meanies. Right? They look like big old meanies.
But the average American, the vast majority of Americans, are going to be fine with them going after a 35-year-old that is providing lemonade to people.
Yeah.
It's okay to go after the adults, but not the kids.
Well, last year on Lemonade Liberation Day, which is in August, I think it's August 14th, I walked around downtown Keene giving away lemonade, but selling people cups.
How'd that go for you?
I actually made $5. Like, actual made profit, $5.
I would hope that your lemonade's good, because, frankly, most of the lemonade that I stop and get at children's lemonade stands is weak or bad in some way, shape, or form.
It was Country Time lemonade.
Yeah, it's. I can't imagine how you ever succeeded in doing this. It must have been people just feeling bad for you.
Well, there was one of the local Liberty individuals was out with her little sister selling lemonade.
Yes.
And I walked around giving away lemonade but selling cups. And I was asking 25 cents for the cup. There'd be people just give me a dollar and say keep the change.
There you go.
Yeah.
So here from Forbes.com, and this one is written by Eric Kane. I'm beginning to think that there's a conspiracy, a nationwide government conspiracy, against either lemonade or children, because these lemonade stands shut down seem to be getting more and more common. If you set up a stand for your kids, just be prepared for a visit from the cops. In Coralville, Iowa, police shut down 4-year-old Abigail Kirstinger's lemonade stand after it had been up for half an hour. They don't miss a trick there in Abigail. Oh, no, that's Abigail's name of the kid. Coralville. After it had been up for half an hour, Dustin Kirstinger told reporters that his daughter was selling lemonade at 25 cents a cup during the Register's annual Great Bicycle Race Across Iowa, or RAGBRAE, and couldn't have been more than $5 total, adding it up. If the line is to drawn to the point where 4-year-olds 8 blocks away can't sell a couple of glasses of lemonade for 25 cents, then I think the line's been drawn in the wrong spot. And I'm with Dustin.
Yeah.
I I do think that this is a difficult situation for the government, and I think that lemonade activists out there give the government something to think about, because when you're going around shutting down four-year-olds' lemonade stands for four that are selling, you know, watered-down lemonade for 25 cents to adults that are trying to propagate the entrepreneurial spirit and the next generation, you're the bad guy.
Yeah.
Like, if this is what you got into policing school for, you're a psychopath. Because I can't imagine there's a cop in America that wants to do this, but they'll go ahead and do it for the pension.
Yeah.
What's the other reason why they're doing it?
Just following orders, Mark. Just following orders.
What could possibly be the reason? I find this just following orders to be the most evil set of words in the history of man.
Yeah.
Because the orders can be anything. Mob hitmen are just following orders.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me sort of put my devil's advocate cap on for a second and pretend that I'm one of these thugs. And I come over to your house and decide that I don't like the fact that there's some little kid selling lemonade. And, well, you know, I have to shut it down because if I allow a little kid to sell lemonade, then what's next? I have to allow three-year-olds to sell crack at 4 o'clock in the morning while open carrying an AK-47.
You know, and this is the line of thinking that some people will go down. I can't imagine for a second. Really?
What about the children? What about the crack-addicted four-year-old that needs to make money to pay their crack dealer? They have to sell crack at 4 o'clock in the morning.
It's insanity. It's absolute insanity.
You start off selling lemonade and you end up selling crack. That's
right.
How it happens.
You need a job like a police officer where you just take orders from those on high and you don't think for yourself. God knows that won't lead to crack addiction. Like, there's no crack addicted cops out there selling crack.
Probably not selling crack. They're probably planting crack on people so that they can bust them, then steal their car, their house, and all of their money.
Well, that certainly happens, too. So, you know, to suggest that in some way or another, allowing four-year-olds to sell lemonade is going to lead to anarchy and chaos is the same suggestion that allowing the government to do whatever it is going to do is going to lead to the same place. Well, let's just go to see what Robert in Vermont has to say about it. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mark. How are you guys doing tonight?
That pretty good? Hanging out? What's happened with you?
Yeah, guys getting some rain, huh?
Well, yeah. So, what do you think about lemonade stands?
It says the Keene's flood now.
Indeed. I hear. The roads are pretty bad on the way in.
Right. Geez, what's next? Yard sales?
You know, there's actually cops that
like
shut
that?
Down yard sales. There are a lot of places to where you're only allowed to have one yard sale every so many months. And if people try to have an extra yard sale, then yes, the cops will come and ask for the yard sale permit and then shut down yard sales.
I guess my other question is, why is the government so paranoid? I mean, why are they stopping it? What are they afraid of?
I think here's my guess, is that sometimes somebody complains about the competition. If you can imagine that, say you're a guy who's paid his permit to have a lemonade cart out at some event, and then you see, you know, around the block or around the way, somebody's set up a stand that hasn't paid. Now, you don't care whether that person is 6 or whether they're 60. What matters to you is you had to pay $350 for a vendor's license, and that, you know, they're going to sell a certain amount of glasses of lemonade that you could have sold, supposedly. And I think that they probably get, you know, they get complaints. And then what do? If the government's going to sell permits to do business, then the government has to protect those permits. And that's really the problem is the government gives you a permit to do business. What is a natural human right? The ability to buy, sell, and trade. That is, they're offering permits for that. That's crazy.
So does that mean now I'm going to have to get a permit to go use the men's room?
It could be coming, Robert. Could be
possibly
coming. You're coming to a town near you. Appreciate the call, Robert. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live. Can you see? Please explain to me why these lemonade permit things make sense. 855-450-FREE. Money's tight, and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage, and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com.
Online Bitcoin poker at sealedwithclubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at sealedwithclubs.eu. Great player rewards, free rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at sealedwithclubs.eu. No seals or harm to the making of this exercise.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of a hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can call in. Talk about lemonade stands. We're talking about the what appears to be the inexplicable war on lemonade stands in this country. Or bring up whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live. You can do what you want. And I think that probably lemonade stands will be on the docket for things being discussed at Freedom Fest. I'm going to Freedom Fest. It should be, I think it's like 2 weeks away. It's July 10th through the 13th. At Planet Hollywood, on the Strip, in Las Vegas. It is an amazing liberty-oriented event, one of the largest in the world. I think it is the largest in the world currently. And There's going to be luminaries like Art Laffer, Steve Forbes, Rand Paul, John Stossel, Grover Norquist, and many more talking about their vision of liberty. And I'm sure there's lots of others with lots of other visions, at least I'm hoping so. There's nothing like Freedom Fest. It's huge. There's nothing like Vegas. It's amazing. My wife went out and bought a dress. She hasn't bought a dress in years. She wants to have a nice dress to go to Las Vegas, going to go see a show. I'm thinking about going to see Barry Manilow because he donated the Ron Paul campaign.
I did not know that.
He's an anti-war guy. And so, you know, I mean, I like his singing just as much as anybody. There you go. So it's freedomfest.com. You don't want to miss it. I'm going to be there representing Free Talk Live. I'm excited. It's freedomfest.com. Let's go to Justice. Let's see how I can... I'm working on the Skype here. By the way, you can call us on Skype. Our username is lrn.fm, and you will see the difference between a telephone call and how good a Skype caller sounds. Let's go to Justice. Calling in from Texas, is that right?
Calling from Siberia.
Siberia. Different Justice, my mistake.
No problem. Yeah, basically, I just wanted to just give a couple comments. I've been living outside of the U.S. for the last 17 years, but my parents are American citizens. I'm an American citizen myself, and we.
You don't sound too Russian-y.
Yeah, no, I can do some Russian for it if you want me to.
I bet you can. Go ahead. That's fine.
Yeah. But we're homeschooled and taught, you know, that America is the freest country in the world, and it's all great. And I still think it's probably a lot better than other places. But
top 50.
Yeah. There you go.
I think it's about top 50. I mean, press freedom is in the top 50, but. You know, as far as economic freedom, it ranks 8th and 18th. And I tend to think it's, you know, there's some sort of unquantifiable freedoms. I mean, obviously.
Still top 50.
It's certainly top 50. I'm going to go top 25.
Yeah. I mean, but Americans, even myself included, lift the foam finger a lot of times and say, like, yeah, we're the most free. And then you get things like this, like, you can't sell lemonade or you can't sell raw milk.
Can you sell lemonade in Siberia?
Heck yeah. I mean...
You're telling me kids in Russia can sell lemonade with impunity?
No, they don't do that because 70 years of communism crushing the entrepreneurial spirit, most kids don't think about making money until they're like 25. But
gotcha.
Raw milk, I mean, I bought raw milk from the guy across the street, you know, and we talked to him about the fact that in America it's in a lot of states it's illegal, and he was just completely blown away. Like, I thought America was supposed to be free, you know. I can sell raw milk and you guys can't. That's insane.
It's also illegal to take raw milk across state lines.
I know it's just insane. But actually, yeah. I think there's an unintended consequence of the draconian kind of attitude towards lemonade and raw milk and things like that. And from my personal experience, and that is, the prohibitions against raw milk and lemonade is what really finally pushed me over the edge to really becoming more liberty minded, to being more persuaded in the ideas of liberty. Because before I heard about the raw milk and the lemonade issues, it was always like, well, you know, I don't smoke marijuana, I don't need drugs, I'm not into, you know, these other kinds of activities. But then it comes like, what the heck? If anything should be free, shouldn't it be like the right to sell harmless, like, activity that children have done for generations in our country? It just seems insane.
It's baffling, and I think that it really puts the government bureaucrats in a terrible position. I don't think any of them thinks that this is really a sort of sustainable position. All they can do is scare the bejesus out of kids, and frankly, the entrepreneurial spirit out of children, so that they just don't go up against them. Because there's no way you can look like a hero as a police officer. Because most police officers signed up because they have a certain sort of, they have a certain personality type. They want to be heroes. They want to be respected. They want to do the right thing. They want to help and protect people. They're doing the absolute opposite when they stop kids from selling lemonade all across the country. I just told one story in Iowa, but I've got story after story after story, dozens and dozens of stories. And these are just the ones that make the news. How many times are they not making the news?
There are several people that we know that were arrested down in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
a couple of years ago.
They arrested people for selling lemonade on the mall in Washington, D.C.
And then they had to drop the charge because they charged them with vending without a permit on Capitol grounds. You cannot get a permit to vend on Capitol grounds. No such permit exists.
Yeah, it just reminds me of an old communist saying that was pretty prevalent and still is kind of prevalent in the culture here in Russia, and that is, initiative is punishable. Thanks, guys.
Initiative is punishable.
Thanks, Justice.
You know, it's kind of similar to another saying that we've got here on Free Talk Live, which is the only crime is disobedience.
Yeah.
Because you can do just about anything and get away with it as long as you attempt to go by their little rules. They've got all kinds of ways to get around their rules. It's really disobedience that it comes down to. You want to kill? Put on this uniform, son. We'll give you people to kill. You know,
yeah.
I mean, the military, apparently, with the claims by many news agencies that there's one in three women has been sexually assaulted in the military. And, you know, the numbers of sexual assaults in the military are very high. You want to rape? Apparently, you can do that in the military.
Yeah.
So they've got rules and ways to go about things. You want to be an arsonist? It's not a problem. Go work for the fire department. We'll let you set buildings on fire for practice. It's all about asking permission. You can basically get away with doing anything as long as you go about it the right way.
You don't even have to set them on fire for practice. There was a firefighter several years ago that was just going around setting buildings on fire because he wanted something to go put out. I think he wound up having like 15 arson charges that all got dropped.
Oh, I don't know about the drop part, but I can tell you that it's relatively common for firefighters. I mean, sadly, far too common for firefighters to light fires. You know, and people that like fires tend to be... you know, or putting them out or whatever, tend to be firefighters. I mean, and obviously they have an interest in this. I went and became
a
firefighter.
Are you a pyromaniac?
I am not. I went in my community. I wanted to participate in my community more. And that's why I became a firefighter. And, you know, it's a way to, you know, garner a certain amount of, you know, respect in the community. And that's what I wanted for myself. So, yeah, that's why I do it. But I know that other people do it for other reasons. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Lauren calling in from New York. Lauren, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, we're in the middle of World War III with Syria. You see the Russians...
Hold the line. We're in the middle of World War III. Lauren is going to tell us exactly how. 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts on lemonade or World War III?
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition. reputation by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call and talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been talking about the government's war on lemonade stands, and Lauren's called to tell us about another war, World War III, that has started in Syria, or that's his claim, anyway, and I'm going to find out just how much veracity there is to the claim. But if you believe in the ideas of liberty, I want to tell you about an idea, and that idea is the Free State Project. We're over 70% of the way to reaching our goal of having 20,000 people stating their intent to move to New Hampshire to exert the fullest practical effort towards the creation of a society in which the maximum role of civil government is the protection of life, liberty, and property. If you're tired of the constant growth of government intrusion in your area, wherever that might be, sign up now at freestateproject.org. Get involved. That's all you got to do. You just sign up, state your intent to move. When we reach 20,000, it's years away. You have plenty of time to prepare. Freestateproject.org.
Or you could be like the nearly 1,200 people who are already here.
That's correct. There are 1,200 or so.
We're nearing 1,200, according to the counter.
Lots of changes have been made already. Let's go back to Lauren in New York. Lauren, it's World War III on in Syria now?
World War III by proxy. We have special forces over there, probably CIA over there.
The United States government does, yeah.
Our government. Russia is sending weapons over there. So it's going to get worse by probably a couple more months. We're going to see World War III. I mean, full-on scale on thermonuclear weapons utilized. So by fluoride protectors.
You're claiming that thermonuclear weapons are going to be used because of Syria?
Yeah.
Can you Can you walk me through this? Now, look, I'm not disagreeing with you yet. I think that no one knows when that, like, at the beginning of World War I, it was essentially an extension of the Franco-Prussian War. It was the same old thing in Europe. Nothing was really changing. Obviously, weapons were changing a bit. At the beginning of World War II, no one called it World War II at that point. It was hostilities, terminology like that. So we don't know if this is the beginning of World War III or not. But walk me through how we're going to get to thermonuclear war.
Oh, well, do you think that America is just going to stand by and watch Assad take over? Because Assad is winning the civil war there.
Assad does have, seems to have, you know, I mean, there's rebels are holding some towns.
Yes, but, I mean, by and large, Assad is winning. And I think he should be winning. It's his country.
It is not his country.
He's the president of the country. He claims it to be his country.
Well, he's from that country. We're bringing in Saudi Arabian mercenaries to fight on behalf of America. Now, this is my take on it. I believe that Barack Hussein Obama is personally responsible for this, and you should be charged with war crimes.
So what war crime has he committed?
Oh, well, first off, violating national sovereignty of a country.
I don't believe in national sovereignty, so you haven't sold me on that one.
We're in a war by proxy.
I would agree with you that, it's looking like the beginnings of some of these proxy wars the United States has gotten into, sure.
So
I don't know if that's a war crime. I mean,
I would say that
Lyndon Johnson got away with Vietnam, and so did JFK.
Well, he should have been charged. He should have. Lyndon Johnson was he was responsible for JFK's assassination.
Well,
where he played his part.
I don't know. Couldn't tell you. We're not going to get any justice there, buddy.
What up, bro?
Right, man.
I would certainly say that Obama has committed war crimes. I don't know necessarily if he's done any in Syria, but a lot of the drone strikes that he's called for in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, where they're targeting civilians, they claim they're not targeting civilians, but when the estimates are anywhere up to 15 civilians per supposed terrorist are killed, that's definitely a war crime.
Well, the situation in Pakistan.
Lauren, you're breaking up. I'm sorry about that. 855, 450-free. I don't like when those phone lines make those funny noises.
Yeah.
So I see Lauren's concern here because essentially you've got two sides in the Syrian conflict. Assad is on the Russian side, and Putin wants to make a name for himself. He had one of the biggest, baddest countries in the world a couple of decades ago, and Russia not so amazing anymore. The United States, they believe that they control the world, and things aren't going exactly the way the regime currently in power wants them to go in Syria. And I doubt that it would be any different if it was the Republicans in control. So I'm color me unimpressed with it, but I got to say that I think that there's potential for a greater conflict. I sincerely hope that nobody's going to be trotting out thermonuclear warheads for this one.
Yeah, I don't really see that happening in Syria. If it was going to happen, it already would have happened in either Iraq or Afghanistan.
You know, to me, there's a much easier solution to this problem. Now, I know nobody's going to want to hear it because we vilify in this country. We vilify people that want to come here and make a better life for themselves. But if we just allowed people to come here and make a better life for themselves, I'm not talking about giving away government freebies or welfare or any of that other stuff. I don't think that there's any obligation for any American citizen to pay for somebody who comes from another country or even is from this country. I don't believe that there's any responsibility for an individual to pay for another individual's life, food, education, or anything else like that. But if we allowed those people to come here and make a better life for themselves, they wouldn't be under the thumb of this despotic ruler. And if they weren't under his thumb, then, you know, who's he going to oppress if they can leave?
Well, and if the U.S. government wasn't propping up little puppet dictators all over the world, then people wouldn't be oppressed by despotic rulers anyway.
Well, I mean, there're bound to be some despotic individual, but they'd look that much more despotic with a lack of despotism.
Yes.
That's a real problem.
And with the lack of legitimacy, because the U.S. government wouldn't be giving them billions in foreign aid.
That much is true. The fact is that people look around the region in the Middle East and they say to themselves, those people are constantly at war. Well, let's not forget the United States basically has puppet rulers all over the Middle East.
Yeah.
So, you know, if there's a nation that's responsible for the disruption in the Middle East, it might be the United States.
Yeah, the U.S. military has been involved in a conflict of one form or another since 1861.
There wasn't a year of peace. I heard there was a year of peace in like the 1930s.
There might have been a year where they weren't actively bombing somewhat, but the military has been somewhere shooting people or just doing one of these humanitarian campaigns somewhere pretty much every single day since the Civil War.
Let's go to Glenn in Toronto. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live. What is on your mind?
I just wanted to, random topic, talk about circumcision.
Circumcision of males, or male babies, or female babies?
This one happened to be male, but
all right.
I guess for a large part it's the difference in scale, obviously, at times, but for me the issue is the same in both cases.
Okay.
I actually went to my nephew. My sister just had a baby, and she married somebody who's Jewish.
Jewish guy? Okay. I bet that baby got circumcised. Glenn, I want to hear your story, but you're going to have to hold on. It's interesting, your topic of circumcision. People seem to come down differently on this one. It's very interesting. 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts on circumcision, World War III in Syria, lemonade stands. Wherever you come down, we're interested. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Save more of your money when you stay at America's Best Value Inn and spend more of your time doing the things you love. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet and continental breakfast at most locations. Plus, enjoy hundreds of instant rewards with our Value Club. Visit americasbestvaluein.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal!
Several research studies show that people who are on the same diet and exercise program lose 3 to 4 times as much weight when taking 1,100 milligrams of pure green coffee extract than they do when not taking it. So if you are serious about losing weight, call Longevity Medical Clinic to order your bottle of pure green coffee extract at 866-869-6864, extension 1. That's 866-869-6864, extension 1. Or order online at lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-Allicin. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. We really have been all over the map tonight on Free Talk Live. Between lemonade stands, World War III, and male circumcision. You couldn't get much more varied. 855-450-FREE. If you want to talk about anything that's on your mind or some of the topics that we're discussing now, please give us a call. 855-450-FREE. 450 free. If you're gonna do some circumcision, by the way, I've got to say I'm a little shell shocked today.
You did something similar to circumcision today.
I did a neutering today. I participated in one and did the other. I neutered two male piglets, young pigs, and you gotta have a sharp knife for that. One place to get a sharp knife: ManVentureOutpost.com. They've got all kinds of knives, even the hunting knives that you can sort of pop in and pop out the blades. They're like scalpels. I mean, they are scalpels. They're hunting scalpels. Go check out everything they've got there: scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, ammunition, archery, air guns, holsters, water purifications, tents, apparel, and boating equipment, and much more. At ManVentureOutpost.com. It's a family-owned operation. I've been buying from them for years. You can trust them. They do a great job, and they give you what I found to be the lowest price. They claim rock-bottom prices. I have never seen a price of theirs be beaten anywhere. ManVentureOutpost.com to get the best prices. ManVentureOutpost.com. Let's go back to Glenn calling from Toronto. Just to prove Free Talk Live is an international show, we've had a call in the 1 hour, a call from Toronto, a call from Siberia. What else do you want from us? Glenn, you're back on Free Talk Live. You were going to tell us a story about your new nephew?
Before I do that, I just want to say I love the fact that you segued from circumcision into an ad for ManVenture.com.
That's right. There is radio talk.
He's more or less sort of culturally Jew is through his family.
Yep.
So it's not necessarily like Hasidic or anything, but he was it was important for him to have his son circumcised.
Sure.
My sister was sort of neutral in general about it.
Yep.
So, but I actually could not bring myself to be there for the actual circumcision, but I did show up afterwards for food and, you know, just general family support. But it was an interesting experience, and it's something I just kind of felt I wanted to talk about.
All right. Now, here within the Jewish community, the bris, it's done all out in the open, right?
Yeah. Actually, yep. My brother-in-law's friends fainted. I was told that that's actually very common for at least one person to faint at these.
All right.
From my experience there, my sister was away with the baby afterwards. She was quite emotional about it. I don't want to speak for her and say that she was necessarily upset over what had been done to her child, but any mother, I'm sure, you see your child in the slightest cold for the first time, it can be a very hard thing to watch them go through. Overall, I always sort of objected to circumcision, mainly from the fact that you're taking away choice. And for me, it kind of stems with the same backing for my belief in liberty, and that it largely is about choice and just allowing people to have a choice. Even stepping away from the NAP, it's not necessarily even always about force, just allowing somebody to choose for themselves.
Right. I didn't have a little girl. I have a little boy, and we're only going to have one. But some people will pierce the ears. I've seen people pierce the ears of their little boys, too. But I've seen people pierce the ears of their little girls at very, very young ages. And
yeah.
I just don't think that's appropriate either. I kind of took the policy that I'm going to do my best to deliver you on your 18th birthday whole and sound, and you can pierce, or dye whatever parts, you know, tattoo, whatever you want to do after that.
So you would not allow your son to get a tattoo at 17?
We're going to have that conversation if he wants to do it, but, you know, right now my suggestion is going to be no. You know, I mean...
Well, right now he's also like 6.
Yeah, he's 5. And I do believe that the parents have a great deal of rights because they're providing the roof. I think my son has the right over his body, but I have the right over my house. And that
my
means...
My roof, my rules.
That your money.
I do believe that, indeed.
And ahead, Glenn. Also your money. Even at that age, I imagine you would have to be the one paying for a...
At 17? I bought my own. I bought three vehicles by then.
No, I'm thinking more of the current age, because I know even children as young as 5 or 6 may want to ask to have their ears pierced. I'm kind of the same view. My daughter, I have a daughter, she's 2, and I was very much against having her ears pierced at that age. I kind of understand the thinking behind saying, well, you get something like that done early, same with circumcision, they're not going to remember it. But again, it's still taking away a choice. Circumcision is more about choice. For the piercing, for me, it's more about harming the child. And yeah, I do. I think it's our responsibility to preserve them until they can make those choices for themselves.
Right. I think that there are advantages to circumcision. There are clear advantages they're able to point to. There's obviously people coming into hospitals and medical clinics all across the nation all the time dealing with problems as a result of not being circumcised. I'm not going to claim that that's not true. However, I'm also not going to claim that that circumcision doesn't affect everybody who has it. It's an operation, and it has consequences. There's certain sensitivity issues, and there's certain cleanliness issues. One, that's a decision that my son's going to have to make on his own. And if he wanted to be circumcised at 14, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to allow that one because I have different feelings about sort of different things. Tattoos, a tattoo on his face, he's going to have to wait till 18 on that one.
I'm pretty much of the same view as that, although I would disagree to the benefits of it now as far as how much there are. There certainly was more a generation ago, but even the cleanliness now is almost negligible as long as you have any sort of hygiene.
I think it's tough to tell to somebody who deals with this stuff on a day in and day out. There are people, there are healthcare professionals out there that deal with this problem on a relatively regular basis. You're not going to convince those people for nothing that circumcision is a bad idea. You just can't convince them. And I wouldn't propose to convince them.
You could make the same argument about the appendix, though. People are constantly having appendicitis. But yep. That's not a justification to cut out a baby's appendix.
It's another great point is that every operation has sort of casualties. There must be kids, male babies, that die in America because of circumcision. It must happen. So
I don't know if it was in North America, but recently there were at least two news stories of children part of the not all Jewish situations have this, but one of the rituals involves sucking the blood by the person who performed it.
Yeah, and this is a very Orthodox Jewish tradition.
Yeah.
They'll mix the priest will, the rabbi will mix wine and in his mouth, and then actually place his mouth on the little unit down there in order to I don't know, do something. I'm not exactly sure what's going on.
Clot the blood. It's supposed to clot the blood.
Okay,
but to compare circumcision with removing an appendix. What is an internal surgery where they have to cut you open and poke and prod inside of your body, and the other is removing extra flesh that is on the outside of the body?
There are comparisons, though. I'm only claiming that circumcision has a casualty rate, as does appendicitis operation.
You could compare more closely than to having your tonsils removed.
Because they used to do that all the time when I was a kid. I mean, you get a sore throat, let's take your tonsils out.
I had mine removed, but because I was sick. My point, you could then argue that there is a risk of having tonsillitis, so why not remove the tonsils from infants?
I'm going to ask a really weird, strange question. That there are a certain number of babies that are born with extra skin near the tailbone that is akin to a tail.
Yep.
Would you be opposed to removing that extra skin?
Me?
Yes.
I would think it'd be in my best interest and my child to leave it to the point that they can decide for themselves.
Okay.
Unless it's something that is potentially going to cause them harm, I would generally just leave it. I have a similar view on the issues when they're a gender reassignment at such a young age.
Yeah, it's interesting.
I think
Glenn, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. You know, we really have spanned the gamut here. Lemonade Stands, World War III, and Vestigial Tales. 855 450 Free Talk Live.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Quantum vibes, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. The brain implants an artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And, man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackie Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at FireYourMDNow.com. That's FireYourMDNow.com.